It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Father Bert is here from St. Stephen Catholic Church. Time for the 12th Annual Festival of Diversity in Sayre Park on Saturday and Sunday, August 24th and 25th. Have the ladies started making dessert for you already?
Yes, and for you too, if you wish.
I know that's your favorite spot, yes. Is the dessert table at the Festival of Diversity.
It is, and that's one of the special symbols of the gathering is the food from many different international and ethnic origins, and where there's food, people will come together. So we invite people to come every year to the Festival of Diversity, and this may sound like a broken record because I know there's a lot of different groups that do something similar, and they emphasize unity and diversity. But we just want to be part of that effort here in our community to say that we are one. And to please come and share together. The word Catholic in our religious tradition means universal, worldwide. So we want to continue with that sense that everyone is a child of God and everyone is invited. So come for food, entertainment, come for games, and just to meet and greet each other, many of whom we know being from the Valley, and also a lot of strangers stop in too because we're right there at Sayre Park, and as they pass by on Grand Avenue, they see the fun, smell the food, and stop and meet and greet.
So I did not know that was the meaning of Catholic. Is that Latin? Or the origin of the word, where does it come from?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. I should look that up. It may be Greek, but
it's just interesting. I never knew that before. I had no idea. And you know, again, it's so funny. First time you came in to talk about the Festival of Diversity, we had a conversation about bringing everybody together and all the turmoil in the world and kind of forgetting about that. And yet here we are all these years later, and there's still a need.
Absolutely. And without going into all the details and the politics, et cetera, we know that there's enough division in the world and enough hardship and conflict. We need to say that we are people that want to be together, that want to heal, that want to get beyond what separates us and say that we are special in God's eyes. And this is an expression of that. And also to get away from some of the worry and the fear and have faith and just celebrate and have fun together.
It's hard to argue over good food. It is possible, I suppose.
Absolutely, right. So hopefully it won't be a Thanksgiving dinner where we're arguing. But it seems like people always enjoy, and because of the weather and being outside, that it really provides an atmosphere, literally and figuratively, that's very engaging.
Again, it's Saturday and Sunday, August 24th and 25th, on Saturday from noon to 7 p.m., again in Sayre Park in Glenwood. As you mentioned, a lot of different types of food, different ethnic foods, that kind of thing. You have an idea who will be cooking this year?
Yes, we're going to have representatives from the community that will be preparing Mexican, Korean, Indian, Nepali,
my
Polish.
Personal favorite.
Oh yeah, there are some great examples of that in a couple of restaurants here. The Polish, Greek, and Italian cuisine, and gourmet, all of it, of course.
Right, of course, of course. And are these prepared by parishioners, or are these members of the community that come back every year?
Primarily parishioners.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, so Mexican, Korean, which is something I don't have a lot of experience in. Obviously, we don't have any Korean restaurants around here. So it's an opportunity for somebody to maybe check out a different type of food you're not familiar with. Indian, Nepali, which I think are very close, actually. I think they're very similar.
Yes.
And then Greek and Italian, of course.
And our Polish community, which is pretty significant here in town, and they prepare wonderful food.
Well, how would you describe Polish food? I'm also not familiar with that.
You know, there's kielbasa. There's
All right.
I'm gonna mispronounce it now, but is it gnocchi? And
gnocchi is Italian.
Oh, that's right, Italian. Yeah. I'm forgetting the word. They're going to scold me on this, but lots of different meat dishes and also vegetable dishes, kind of breaded dishes with vegetables with meat inside, and a little bit of sauce with that. And
sounds fantastic. What is the cost for this?
So the cost for the food is $15 for a large plate where you can take food from all the different international types, and then $10 for a small plate, and $3 for children.
And the small plate would be like one country?
Correct.
Okay. And $3 for kids, that's a screaming deal.
That is.
I want to say.
That is. So
for the youngsters. And again, it's a family-friendly event, so everyone is welcome to come out again. That part of it is on Saturday, August 24th. What about drinks, that kind of thing?
So we have wine and beer for adults, and then we have soft drinks and water for everyone. And there's going to be several different events. One special event, something new this year, rather than the dunk tank, is going to be the free throw.
Are you tired of getting dunked, Father Bert?
So I'm challenging all comers to a free throw contest at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
I'm learning something new about you. You play basketball?
I used to.
Really?
Used to play quite a bit, but I'm a little out of practice, so this is your chance to take advantage of me.
That's awesome. You said at 2 o'clock on Saturday?
2 o'clock on Saturday.
All right. That's definitely new, so we'll see if that goes over as well as the dunk tank did.
Hopefully so. I'll be wet, but just from sweat.
You'll also have some music out in Sayre Park as well on Saturday.
Yes, we have a number of different groups coming, and a special group coming this year is Father Rick Nakvasil, who's the pastor of St. Mary the Crown in Carbondale and St. Vincent's in Basalt, and he has a band called the Genuflectones.
That's great.
And they'll be coming at 12 o'clock on Saturday.
What type of music? I mean,
it's a real eclectic group. They do rock primarily. Okay. They do a little bit of Latino music, but primarily rock and probably especially like from the 70s, 80s, 90s.
Right. Do they do primarily church-related events? Or
they do.
Okay. I was going to say, I have not heard of them before this. So
They actually started up when he and his assistant, his pastor at the time in Denver, were both professional musicians, and they would do fundraisers for the parish. How great was that?
Right.
And now they go around doing the same and help different programs. They do a special presentation in Crown Park there near Elgebel Willits every summer. And
so will you be joining them on stage?
I will not, but I will be cheering them along.
Again, they start playing around noon on Saturday the 24th, again in Sayre Park. By the way, there's not a lot of information, but you can check out if you Google St. Stephen Catholic Church, Glenwood Springs, Colorado. You can find out a little bit more on the website. We'll take a quick break, talk a little bit more about the rest of the day's activities, including a lot more entertainment, by the way. Again, St. Stephen Annual Festival of Diversity. Unity through diversity is the slogan on the poster. Again, it's the 12th annual, August 24th and 25th in Sayre Park. We will definitely talk about Sunday, a little bit quieter, I guess, not as many events on Sunday. But still, everyone is welcome to both days in Sayre Park. Back in just a minute, you're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Father Bert from St. Stephen Catholic Church. I have to say, in my limited experience with you, which of course is during these interviews, you're the stereotypical calm, quiet, reserved shepherd, if that makes sense to you. I've always respected that from you.
Well, thank you very much. I've fooled you completely. reminds me of one day I pulled up at my parking space in another parish, and in that parish they had a sign that said "Reserved Pastor," and someone came along and taped at the top of the sign, "Not so reserved pastor." But
that's very cute. And you do have a great sense of humor too. It doesn't always come out during the interviews, but I know from our conversations in the lobby at the radio station, you do have a good sense of humor.
Well, thank you.
Although all the jokes you tell are in Latin, which makes it a little, you know, it takes a little time to translate it. Again, the topic of the day is the 12th Annual St. Stephen Festival of Diversity, August 24th and 25th in Sayre Park, from noon to 7 on Saturday the 24th, and then Mass starts on Sunday the 25th at 9 o'clock with a pancake breakfast to follow. We're talking about a lot of the games and that kind of thing on Saturday. Again, it is a family-friendly event. And the free throw contest. So are you actually competing in the free throw contest at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, or are you just there for?
I am. I'll be attempting to put up some free throws, and maybe we'll have a little contest. Maybe we're going to have some young folks from our youth group and younger group from the parish running it, and maybe we can do a little wager. Who knows?
All right. Things just got real,
sure.
Right there. Again, that starts at 2 o'clock. How long do you expect that to last? 30, 45 minutes, hour?
I think it'll be close to 45 minutes or so.
Okay. All right. Don't want to tire folks out too much, but
especially this guy.
I was going to say building up the appetite, though, is an okay thing.
Absolutely.
Just make room for that dessert. You might say. What other kind of activities are you always have, like some kid activities like a bounce house and that kind of thing?
That's right. So we'll have kids games and there'll be prizes, a bounce house, face painting, and probably a couple of other surprises as well.
All right.
For the kids to run around, they might have some games out there for them to burn off some steam and have fun.
By the way, we were talking about the food earlier. And the prices that we gave before are just for the food. If you just want to come out and hang out in the park, that's absolutely free. Anybody can come hang out in Sayre Park, right?
Correct. There's no admission price whatsoever.
So if you want to eat, then, yeah, you'll pay a couple dollars. But to just show up and hang out, and there is no entry fee for the free throw contest this year?
There is going to be, yes, there is. Okay. And I don't know how those young folks are going to run that, but there will be a cost to compete against me.
All right. And again, I'll give you the prices for the food again when we get closer to the end of the segment. We were talking about musical entertainment. Again, Father Rick and the Genuflectones from the Carbondale and Basalt Parish, St. Mary and
St. Vincent.
Thank you. That's at noon. They will be playing out there again. Classic rock kind of stuff.
Primarily, yeah.
Will he be wearing the collar while he's playing?
Yes, he will. Either a collar or he's got this T-shirt with a little fake collar painted on it, I think.
As I said, great sense of humor. So that's about hour, maybe a little more. And then the Electric Lemon is another local band that'll be performing around 1:30. Latin and rock guitarist Rodrigo, starting at 4 o'clock on August 24th, and then Feeding Giants. As I mentioned before, I have not heard them myself, but I know Feeding Giants has played a lot of local events in the last couple of years, I think. So they're always real popular. I imagine they'll probably bring their own following, their own group of followers.
That'd be great. It's good to have local folks and have them well known.
Absolutely.
Come and celebrate.
Now, will the food be served throughout the day on Saturday, or is there a window for lunch or that kind of thing?
It will be all day on Saturday, and actually we'd like to go to about 7:30 or so.
Okay.
Because we have just one Mass that day, and also on Sunday at 5:30 will be a bilingual Mass. We try to, again, unite our community as well in worship and those who would like to come and have the food continue to be served, food and drink, until about 7:30, maybe 8 o'clock. Speaking of food, we mentioned briefly at the beginning about the sweet shop.
Mm-hmm.
And
so I know that's your favorite part.
All kinds of goodies. I mean, cakes, cookies, I believe candies, and of all types and tastes. And there is, again, a cost for the sweets, but it's very, very reasonable. And they have them usually in baggies. And I usually buy
a whole
bag full.
And is all the dessert homemade as well?
It is.
Okay.
The ladies of the parish bake all the goods and bring them, and I think some of their friends, for which we are very grateful, and they are delicious.
And is it with the same kind of ethnic food, or is it more, you know, traditional cakes and sweets and that kind of thing?
You know, I think there may be some ethnic, okay. Like, for example, I think they may make some Italian pizzelles and some other types of...
I'm trying to remember the Italian cake, tiramisu.
Yes, possibly that.
Okay.
I think in the past, too, we've had some ladies make some German pastries.
Mm-hmm.
And those European goodies.
Right, absolutely. Again, the dessert is a separate thing, but reasonably priced. And I believe that based on the cost of the dinner, you might say. Again, bilingual Mass... actually takes place next door. That actually happens at St. Stephen at 5:30 on Saturday afternoon.
Correct.
So a short walk, or a reasonable walk from Sayer Park to St. Stephen.
Correct. Traditionally, we have a 4:30 English Mass, 6 o'clock Spanish Mass, but we just have one Mass.
Combining the two.
Right. And then on Sunday, same, we usually have three Masses, but that day we only have one at 9 o'clock at Sayer Park to bring everyone together. And
again, it's not just members of the Catholic Church, not just members of St. Stephen. Everyone is welcome to attend.
That's correct. All are invited.
Again, it's the 12th annual St. Stephen Festival of Diversity, something that was in place 6 years ago when you got to St. Stephen. I want to say it's actually... maybe one of the first official things you did when you came to St. Stephen, I think, wasn't it?
It was within the first few months.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Certainly a great welcome event, and I'm very pleased to see it, and pleased to see so many people come out and enjoy the fun. And as I said before, it's all are welcome, and...
There's a raffle as well that you'll be selling some raffle tickets on Saturday. Then you'll make a drawing after Mass on Sunday.
That's right. So right now we're selling raffle tickets at our Masses, also at the office. And every year we have this event and also the raffle to benefit the church and our Catholic school, St. Stephen. And they're $10 each. And there are three prizes, cash prizes of $3,000, $2,000, and $1,000. And once again, you can purchase the tickets if you come to church or at the church office. And, of course, on Saturday and Sunday. We'll also sell them on Sunday morning before the raffle itself, which will be at 11 a.m. But we start with Mass at 9 a.m., followed by a wonderful pancake breakfast put on by our Knights of Columbus. And then at 11 o'clock, we have the raffle. And usually there are a few door prizes that go along with that, too.
Okay. So a little something extra to get everybody
yes.
to come out.
Yes.
What does the money that you bring in from the Festival of Diversity, what will you use that for?
You know, I want to say that, first of all, the primary reason for this festival is not for the fundraising, but for us to celebrate our unity and diversity. but it is also secondarily a fundraiser to help with the operating costs of the church and the school.
Okay. So there you go. You know, people are always, you know, if they want to participate in an event, you know, they like to know what, well, what's this money going to be used for? So there you
sure.
go.
Sure. And, you know, there are these ethnic and also church and congregational events that you'll see all over the state. In Denver, there's very famous events with the Greek Orthodox Church there. I believe at some of the Jewish temples there. There's some famous ones at Holy Family Parish, at Mount Carmel Parish, the Italian parish in Denver as well. And they're huge events. The Greek Orthodox Bazaar or festival that they have right there on Alameda in Denver is enormous. I mean, I think thousands and thousands of people go there every year.
No kidding.
And it's to support the church, but also to bring together people from everywhere to eat this wonderful food and just be together.
And maybe have some conversations, too.
Absolutely. Understand each other more
yes.
in terms of our traditions, our teachings, our customs.
Do all those happen on the same day, or is it just generally throughout the year?
Throughout the year, and especially during the summertime.
Sure. Well, it's, as you say, being outside in the summer and just the fresh air and that kind of thing.
That's right.
Again, if you'd like to attend St. Stephen's Festival of Diversity, it's August 24th and 25th in Sayre Park in Glenwood. Again, to eat, just attend is absolutely free. If you'd like to eat, it's $15 for the large plate, which you can go around. You can pick and choose any of those ethnic foods we talked about, Italian, Greek, Polish, Nepali, Indian, Korean, Mexican. And also they will have some wine and beer available to those that are 21 and older, plus pop and water
right.
for the kids and for those that choose not to right. Participate.
Of course, all in moderation.
Of course, right? of yeah. course, always. Not only that, but the dessert as well, all in moderation.
Speaking of which, I will keep a bag of desserts, sweets for you aside. And I want to say on behalf of myself and also St. Stephen, I want to thank you, Gabe, and KMTS for your kindness to us, for your graciousness every year to do this spot on radio and to reach out to the community. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. And $10 for a single plate, by the way, which would be one country.
Correct.
So if you're a big fan of Italian food and you really want to load up, there you go, one plate, $10.
Right. Or if you want to look and explore and try something new, there's a number of different ethnic foods.
There you go. Again, $3 for kids as well. And the raffle tickets are $10 each, which you can buy either at the Festival of Diversity or at the church office at any time.
Correct.
We'll take one final break, come back and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Father Burt from St. Stephen Catholic Church, their 12th annual Festival of Diversity with a lot of different diverse ethnic foods. And everyone, welcome in Sayre Park on August 24th. And so it sounds like the bilingual mass on the 25th, will that be in the park?
Yes.
Okay. So on Saturday, you'll actually have mass, the bilingual mass in the church, in the sanctuary. Then on Sunday, the 25th, you will have mass, bilingual mass in the park, in Sayre Park, followed by the pancake breakfast.
That's correct.
Okay.
And we try to make it as understandable as possible in English and in Spanish for everybody to be together and at times totally confused. No, but to be together is what's really important in that and not be separate.
Will the message follow with the theme, by the way, of diversity and coming together?
Certainly part of it will. We always follow the scriptures for that weekend.
Sure.
But there's always a piece of that where we speak to the beauty of us having an opportunity to be together and to celebrate what we call the Eucharist, which is to hear the word of God and to receive his body and blood and to be one body.
obviously, you are kind of the face of St. Stephen, and that's why you come in here, and you know people know you because they go to Mass at the church. But there are a lot of folks that believe in the Festival of Diversity in the church that obviously prepare the food and the dessert and volunteer to help and that kind of thing. And maybe too large a group to mention everyone specifically, but I know that you definitely appreciate all of their hard work and efforts.
I do. I'm glad you mentioned that. Besides being diverse ethnically, I mean, we have a lot of, shall we say, third generation or older folks that help out, and younger as well. We want to thank all of them, and also an expression of our different ethnic backgrounds is our parochial vicar, our assistant pastor, is Father Jean-Marie Moenze. He's from the Congo, and he also will be present and celebrating with us, and it's a blessing to have him in the community. And we have lots of different groups that have helped plan and put this together, different committees, different organizations in the parish. I want to thank them all, and also many different sponsors from the community at large that have contributed to this event.
Again, it's Saturday, August 24th from noon to 7, again with a lot of musical entertainment in Sayre Park. At the same time, kids' games, general milling about, and you'd call it fellowship, of course. Talking with your neighbors. Maybe it's folks you haven't seen for a while. Maybe you meet somebody new. Again, that's kind of the whole point of the Festival of Diversity is, as you say, unity through diversity.
Right. And so it's amazing how many people show up that either lived in Glenwood or in the Valley and have come back and see old friends. And to see them meet and greet each other is special. There's that historical connection. And also people, because we are a tourist area, that just stop and then they share their story. And that's how we connect and come closer.
And again, everyone is welcome to attend any of these events, including the Mass, the bilingual Mass at St. Stephen on Saturday at, I know I wrote down the time, but for some reason I'm not finding it here. It's at 5:30. There it is. Saturday at 5:30 in St. Stephen. And then on Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, the bilingual Mass in the park in Sayre Park with the pancake breakfast to follow. Some coffee as well on Sunday morning?
Coffee, orange juice, pancakes, I think sausage, eggs will be delicious. And, you know, we do have our worship services. Everyone is invited. I promise, though, we won't have any forced conversions or baptisms. just to come and be one in the Lord.
That's right. And everyone is welcome. That's the whole point of the Festival of Diversity. Again, the 12th annual. I guess I think we covered everything, but if there are any questions that we did not answer today, can folks give the church a call?
Please do. If they'd like to call, the number is 945-6673. And, of course, area code 970.
All right, 945-6673. Maybe are you still looking for help with in certain areas? So could you use more volunteers?
Always. Thanks for asking. Sure, we need volunteers to help run all the different games and programming, ticket sales. We always need help early in the morning setting up on Saturday, taking down on Sunday at about 11:30 or so. But to help with the different booths and serving food, yes, thank you.
Absolutely. And again, on Saturday, the 24th at 2 o'clock, that's when that free throw contest will start. Again, it's going to be organized by the youth group, right? So are they doing any pre-registration or anything like that, or just everything happens on Saturday, the 24th?
I think everything will happen then.
Okay.
If anyone has a trainer background, I may need someone with a towel and extra water, or if they know what is it to resuscitate?
I believe that would be called an AED.
Yes.
Hopefully you don't need that.
No.
Again, the parish office phone number is 945-6673. And if you'd like to volunteer, or if you know, you have a personal training background. I'm kidding.
Good.
Get on the list, you might say, or if you have any questions about the Festival of Diversity. Father Bert, thanks again. It's been a pleasure as always. Look forward to, what would the next event be? Maybe the spaghetti dinner?
Probably, yes, in October. Let me see if I can find that date for you here real quick.
Do you have it already? Sure, of course.
I do.
It's always good to have these things prepared ahead of time. While you're looking for that, again, admission is free on August 24th and 25th if you would like to eat. It's $15 for a large plate. You can go around, get as many different types of food as you want. $10 for just a single plate, which would be, one ethnicity, so Italian, Greek, Polish, Nepali, Indian, Korean, or Mexican. And then kids are just $3. Dessert will be available. That's where you'll find Father Bert would be at the dessert table. And a little extra charge for dessert, plus wine and beer will be available for those that are 21 and over. Pop and water for anyone that is not. And then on Sunday the 25th, following the bilingual mass at 9 a.m., pancake breakfast with maybe some sausage, some eggs, orange juice, coffee, kind of the whole breakfast spread, you might say. So the spaghetti dinner in the fall.
That's right. It's going to be on Saturday, October 12th, and starting, I believe, at 4:30.
So mark your calendars. I want to say that's a little earlier than usual. Trying to get more people in because it's so popular, I imagine.
Sure, you bet. And starting to get a little bit darker outside, so
good point.
Get folks in.
Good
sure.
Point. All right, Father Bert, all the best. We will, like I say, talk to you then, if not before. And hopefully the next time I see you is not at another memorial service for somebody that I knew.
That's right. Hope to see you on the 24th or 25th. And thanks again for having us.
It's our pleasure, and maybe both, 24th and 25th.
Great.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.